We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Say, Guy Sabros, have you ever given any talk to what they call the Emerald Isle? Ah, one thing about the Irish, they is a very truthful lot. They never speak well of each other. Yeah, and maybe all over the world, everything is serious but not hopeless. In Ireland, everything is hopeless but not serious. Mind you, we have thousands of them here in New York. Oh, sure. But who do you think upholds the law in this burg? The Irish. Who do you think runs the subway day in and day out? The Irish. Who do you think runs all the bars in this toasty dump? The Irish. Who do you think gets on my back all day? Red Kowalski. Oh, boy, that guy can drive me out of my skull 25 hours a day. But when it comes to analyze the whole cavizas, the Irish is a great bunch of Joes, with the exception of one, Officer O'Hara. Now, there is one guy I can do without. If there is anybody in this world I would like to see struck from the force, it's him. Ever since I've been driving a cab, this guy O'Hara has been gunning for me. Tickets for double parking, tickets for single parking, tickets for not parking, you name it, I've had it. You know, I think he must have got the stone struck to me after the day I revoiced over his big toe. And it wasn't my fault, neither. Kowalski was giving me directions. Anyways, that's what I want to tell you about tonight. Trouble with the Irish. Me and Kowalski was down on the rank. It was a beautiful spring day. The sun was shining, the birds was chirping. And for once, Kowalski was not bending my ear with the latest true romance in pictures.
See, Chuck, I had this pain all morning.
Hey, what's the matter with Chuck?
This pain across my back. Gee, it hurt something terrible.
Yeah, how long you had it?
Well, ever since I put my coat on this morning, I think you better get me to a vet.
A vet? You means a doctor.
I means a vet. I works like a horse and I lives like a dog.
Okay, come here. Let me take a look. Move over.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, where's it hurt?
Right there, just below the neck.
Huh?
Oh, take it easy, will you?
Oh,
that's right, Chuck. It was go on, laugh at another's misfortune. That's the kind of sympathy I'd expect from you. I could be dying for all you care. Okay, you'll miss me when I'm gone.
You can say that again.
I suppose the most I can hope is you comes to my funeral. I think I will have 4 black horses to pull the hoist.
Horses? That's old-fashioned. You're going to have a motor hoist.
Okay, then, but make sure I has fresh flowers on all the wreaths.
Fresh flowers? No, that's for the birds. Plastic ones is better.
Yeah, maybe they'd last longer. Listen, I want some marble tombstone.
Marble? Why don't you have granite?
Listen, whose funeral is this?
I'll tell you what, genius. I will cure your pain in 30 seconds.
You will?
Yep. It'll cost you $5.
You guarantee the cure?
Sure.
Okay. $5.
Right, thanks. Osteopath Edwards will effect a lasting cure. Okay, loosen your coat, lame brain.
Okay.
There you are. All finished.
Gee, Chuck, that's marvelous. The pain's gone already. Say, where'd you learn to be a doctor? Chuck, you was a real pal. How'd you do it?
Well, I just took the coat hanger out of your coat.
Chuck Edwards, you is a lousy bum.
I promised to cure you, didn't I?
Yeah, but
it was worth $5 to be out of pain, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I...
Okay, then shut up. Besides, I need the $5 to pay my last ticket.
Gee, good health is a wonderful thing, especially when you're sick. You know, Chuck, I'd like to be a centenarian.
A what?
I want to live to be 100 years old. Imagine that, huh?
Oh, that's easy. Just give up smoking, drinking, and broads.
Will I live to be 100 then?
No, but it'll seem like it.
Well, you'll never see 60, never mind 100. You worries too much, Edwards.
What is you talking about?
You worries about the GGs, you worries about the cost of living, you worries about saving for your old age. Why, you worry so much, it's getting mean.
Now listen, knucklehead, someone's got to think about doing this assembly. I gotta save up to get married.
Now I hide everything. You has no intention, Neil, of taking the long walk. 17 years yet.
Listen, genius. How'd you expect me to get married without bread?
So how much has you saved in 17 years?
Well...
Yeah?
$32.16. Anyways, how can I save when I is always paying for traffic tickets? You know that bull-necked Irish cop is always gunning for me? Oh, boy, that O'Hara is one guy I could strangle with one hand.
Oh, he ain't never bothered me, no.
Yeah, you was lucky.
Well, if it isn't a terrible coincidence.
Uh-oh, trouble.
Well, now, the top of the morning to you.
Gee, thanks, officer, and the bottom of the afternoon to you.
Oh,
Wise guy, huh?
Cool it, Red.
We was just talking about you.
Oh, you was you?
Yeah, Chuck was just saying how
he's like... You was asking for one on the button.
Oh, is that so? Well, we'll see about that.
No, officer, I was just talking...
Threatening an officer in the course of his duty, huh? All right, that'll cost you $10. Here.
Yeah. Oh, boy, the fastest rider in the business.
And what is tickling your sweet fancy this bright morning?
Nothing, Mr. O'Scarlett.
Ah, well, now we'll see about that. Who's in charge of that cab there, number 21?
Let me see now. This is Chuck's cab, number 13. Izzy Boynstein's is number 7. Chuck, who's is 21?
Yours, you stupid jerk!
Oh, yeah, it's okay, officer. I'm in charge of that one.
Well, now, perhaps you'll tell me how you can be in charge of cab 21 when you're sitting on your butt in cab 13.
Huh? Now, wait a minute, Mr. O'Scarlett.
My name is O'Hara, and I don't like jokes about me name. That'll cost you $15.
What for?
Leaving a vehicle unattended on a public highway here. I can pay the fine and wait for the summons.
Join the club, pal.
Well, now, I'm glad you find that amusing, Mr. Shorty Edwards. I'll just take a wee look at your license before I go.
License? Yeah. Oh, sure, officer. I left it in my other jacket. I'm sorry.
No, I'm the one that's sorry. Sorry for you on account of you being in charge of a public vehicle without a license. That'll be a small matter of $5. Yeah. Good morning, boys. Have a nice day. Happy seeing you.
Why, you lousy boy!
I heard that, but I'll be giving you the goodness of my heart. I'll overlook the charge of insulting an officer in the course of his duty. No one could ever say Sean O'Hara was never a kindly man. But watch it, boys. Using insulting words to a peace officer is $25. So long now. Behave yourselves now.
Why, you...
Now, temper, Chuck, temper. Remember what he said.
I is talking to you, boy Bray, you great stupid ox.
Gee, Chuck, what'd I do now?
What did you... You mean you don't know? Listen, blabbermouth. Your never-ending fund of diplomacy has cost us $30 between us.
Gee, being a diplomat comes expensive, huh?
Oh, no, I give up.
Calling Cap 18, calling Cap 18. Come in, Chuck.
Oh, hello, honey.
Wow, who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning? What's the matter? Either you got a hangover or Kowalski's his usual little self.
No, sugar, neither. I got O'Hara on my back.
How much this time?
15 smackers.
15? We ain't never gonna get married at this rate. Well, it's your own stupid fault. You should be nice to him.
Now, don't you start.
Every time you open your big mouth, you put your foot in it. I was told you time and time again.
Look, Michael, quit bugging me, will you? I've had enough.
Oh, well, if you choose not to converse with me, I shall gladly transfer the fare to someone who does. Are you there, Red?
Now listen, sweetie, bye.
Are you there, Red?
Kowalski of the Diplomatic Corps at your service. Miss Smedley, your slightest wish is my command.
Oh, boy, this is my lucky day.
There seems to be some slight interference. Would you ask your so-called companion to button up?
Okay, Mike. Chuck.
Yeah?
Shut up!
Thank you, Red. Now, you have to pick up a fare from him at the airport. Mr. Mifey, and he's waiting for you.
Okay, Mike, where's you want to go?
He'll tell you when you see him.
Okay, Myrtle, I'm on my way. This is Red Kowalski, idol of the airwaves.
Idol, you can say that again.
Signing off and wishing you a very pleasant day. Don't forget your
request. I had one request.
You has?
Yeah, get out of here, will you?
Oh, boy, I want to tell you. It was one of them days. You know, with my muscle, I could lose a $10 bill and pick up a dime. How about that guy, O'Hara? You know what? He'd probably give me a ticket for talking to myself, on the grounds I was using up more than my share of oxygen. And there I was in Stuck with Myrtle. In fact, I was thinking of changing my name to Charles Advice Edwards. Anyways, I managed to get my rod to talk to me again, and we arranged to go for a drink that evening. In the meantime, Kowalski has gone to Kennedy Airport.
Hey, pardon me, mister. You Mr. Mifey?
To hear you say that is like music to me ears. You're a darling man, a darling man.
Well, you was pretty handsome yourself.
Actually, you must have kissed a blarney stone.
Come again?
The wee leprechauns is taking care of you right enough.
How was that?
With hair like that, you must have come from the Emerald Isle. Imagine that. The first one I speaks to in this heathen country is one of my own kind. That is a small world.
Yeah, it's getting smaller every day, so they reckon.
Well, what's your name, me boyo?
They call me Red.
Ashwinell, I had an uncle Red. Red Mulligan. He got 5 years for opening a shop.
How come they gave him 5 years?
Well, you see, it wasn't his shop.
Geez, tough, huh?
And, Lordy B, you're one of the sympathizers. And since happy I am to make your acquaintance, give me a hand, brother.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Murphy.
You can call me Turnip.
Turnip? I thought they called all the Murphys Spud.
Well, you see, me father always grew turnips. We was too poor to grow potatoes.
Okay, Turnip pal, hop in. Where you want to go?
Well, Red, me boyo, I'm trying to find me long-lost uncle. So I'll be after staying at a wee little hotel for a few days. Or nothing fancy-like, you know. Just a room where I can operate me scheme from.
Oh, I know the very place, Turnip. Mrs. Schlesenheimer's rooming house. Like you said, it ain't fancy. You can hear the guy in the next room changing his mind. Come on, I'll take you there. It ain't far. Hey, is your folks still in Ireland?
Me mother is. You see, when I was a kid, me father went out to get a loaf of bread and never came back.
Gee, what's your mother do?
Oh, well, she waited 3 months and then sent me to get the bread. Mind you, me dad was a very shy man.
Yeah?
Oh, sure. Me mother said if he hadn't been so shy, I'd be 5 years older. Of course, me sister's married. She married a fella from County Cork.
Oh, really?
No, O'Reilly. Ah, tis like being home talking to you like this.
Say, Twainy, what's in the parcel?
Oh, the parcel? Oh, well, you might say it's a souvenir from the old country. You know, a wee reminder to the United States that Ireland still has a say in world affairs.
Gee, that's nice. Oh, okay, Twainy, here we are.
You're full of kindness, me darling. You know, I'm going to have a drink with you tonight. Where will I find you?
Tell you what, Seamus's slop shop in Brasserie. See you there around 8, huh?
Okay, me boyo. I'll see you tonight.
Yeah. Hey, you forgot your parcel. Hey, you, Irish.
Well, now, if it isn't Kowalski. With you calling me, it's a good thing you did. Double parked, I see. That'll be costing you $5.
No, officer, you don't understand.
$5.
Kowalski finds himself a new pal, a guy called Turnip Murphy, yeah. And he thinks Kowalski is also from the Emerald Isle. Hey, what a mixture, huh? Polish and Irish. Oh, boy. They got enough trouble there without that. Anyways, Kowalski gets home that night with a parcel, and he don't see me at the apartment on account of I has gone with Michael to Seamus' slop shop in Brasserie for a beer and a hamburger. I left a note for him where we was, so he hot-footed over there straight away.
Oh, come on, honey, cheer up. What's the matter with you tonight? We're supposed to be having a date. Fine date you turned out to be.
Ah, sugar, it's that Officer O'Hara. He is bugging me more than somewhat. You know what? That guy is costing me more than $50 a week.
Well, you should be more nice to him.
Nice? Well, you gotta be joking. Be nice to that slob.
What you need is someone to comfort you when you come home at night.
Yeah?
Yeah. Someone who can share your problems and give you some helpful advice.
Yeah?
Someone who can cook your meals for you and have your slippers ready.
Yeah?
Someone you can tell all your worries of the day, too.
Yeah?
Someone like me. When is you going to name the day, Chuck Edwards?
Well, you see, honey...
Chuck.
Oh, boy, saved by the bell.
Chuck, I got to talk to you.
What's the matter, genius?
Chuck, we's in trouble.
We? What do you mean, we?
Well, you's going to help me, ain't you?
No, here we go again.
Okay, Red, what nice message you got me into this time.
Well, you see, Chuck, this guy never had me fooled once. I knew what he was straight away.
Oh.
He said to me he was looking for his uncle, but I knew he wasn't.
Yeah, who?
Because he never gave me the name of his uncle. How about that?
Oh.
And he left his parcel in the back of the cab.
Oh.
He said it was a present from Ireland to the United States. Ha, some present.
Oh!
Who? Turnip, of course. The Irishman.
What kind of name is Turnip, of course?
Chuck, sometimes you're dumber than me. Hey, what am I saying?
Now, look, will you take it easy and tell us what's going on?
I picked up this guy Turnip at the airport, okay?
Yeah, go on.
Michael, will you please stop interrupting when I'm impounding my theorems?
Get on with it, knucklehead!
Sure, yeah. Well, you see, he was acting kind of strange. He had this parcel he never let go until we got there.
Where?
So I thought that parcel's got to be valuable. But when we got there...
Where?
Chuck, you was as bad as Moidle. Will you please stop interrupting when I interpret in my motions?
Notions.
Notions, motion, who cares? When we gets there, O'Hara gives me a ticket.
When you gets where?
I tried to tell you, ain't I?
Another drink, please, honey. This is going to take all night.
Better get him one, too. He ain't coherent.
Sometimes I wonder why I puts up with you, too.
Now I've heard everything. Get on with it, genius. Where'd you take this guy, Turnip?
For Mr. Schlesenheimer's. He said he didn't want no place too fancy.
Yeah, go on.
Well, he must have forgot the parcel, because here it is, and I know it ain't no present. I think it's something sinister.
What do you mean, sinister?
I think the contaminants of that parcel is plastic explosive.
What? You gotta be out of your mind.
No, Chuck, it feels kind of soft. The parcel, not my mind. Now, no present. Don't feel like that. You try it.
Mm. Hey, yeah, you could be right. Hey, wait, I'll try it.
Yeah? No! No, take it away. I'm scared. I don't want to get blown up.
Now, I thunk about this all afternoon, and I comes up with the following productions.
Deductions.
Chuck, I is losing my patience with you.
Red, not for your sake, not for my sake, but for crying out loud. Will you get on with it?
Well, why should a fella come from Ireland with no bags, only a parcel, stay at Mrs. Schlesenheimer's and spin me a yarn about finding his uncle?
Red, you is right. That don't sound kosher at all to me.
So I reckon he's one of them hoodlums. They sent him over to blow up the Empire State Building.
Maybe United Nations.
Aha. Uh-huh. At last you have seen some sense, Chuck.
Hey, what do you think, Vito?
Yeah, in times of stress, it always helps to incorporate the woman's angle.
I think you two is out of your tiny skulls.
No, honey, look, it all adds up. Hey, maybe you got to do something to do it quick.
Well, he said he'd see me here around 8.
Here? Oh, boy. It's 7:30 already.
Gee, Chuck, what are we going
to
do?
I tell you what, Michael, honey, you go around to the precinct, you get the fuzz. Red and me will keep him talking until he gets back, okay?
Yeah, all right, but be careful, Chuck, honey. He might be armed and you might be in danger. I might come back and find you dead. I don't want my sweetie pie to die.
Michael, that is enough. Go get the fuzz.
Oh, Chuck, you are so masterful.
Ugh.
Now watch it, Kowalski. You ain't out of danger neither. From my fist on your snoot. Okay, honey, on your way.
Yeah, okay. Back as soon as I can.
Now then, Red, act as if nothing had happened, okay? Well, guys and Ross, the plot thickens, as they says in the best paperbacks. This guy Turnip was going to see Red at 8 in the bar, and he was going to make a play for the parcel, sure thing. So we had to keep him occupied until the fuzz showed up. With Kowalski's tiny brain working, that was going to be some job. I was going to have 2 jerks on my hands. Oh, boy, who'd be me? I had to keep Turnip happy, and at the same time, keep Kowalski from opening his big mouth. Anyways, Michael goes down to the precinct.
Excuse me, who's in charge here?
Well, now, if it isn't a lovely little lady, it always brightens me day to see a beautiful creature like yourself.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls.
No, only when I claps my peepers on such a sweet person like yourself.
Oh, officer, you is such a gentleman.
Sure, in the garage, it's a pleasure to be talking to such a fine person.
Officer.
Could I be after offering you a cup of coffee?
Oh, gee, thanks, that'd be very kind.
Think nothing of it, lady. You're more than welcome to any hospitality my humble self can offer here.
Oh, thanks, officer.
I'm thinking as glad the heart should be of the proud man who's going to walk you down the aisle.
Oh, you say the cutest things.
I suppose a Maverneen like yourself would be going steady. I can't imagine you'd be left on the shelf.
Well, I am engaged.
Engaged, is it? Well, now, I'm giving you my heartiest good wishes.
For 17 years.
And me have many strong... 17 years, did you say? Now, there's the thing. Could I be asking who the impatient man is? Would I be knowing him?
Oh, maybe you do. He's called Chuck Edwards.
What? Edwards? That no good bum. Ah, lady, you have destroyed my faith in human nature. Edwards? Now, there's a candidate for the state pen if ever I saw one.
Now, wait a minute.
Lady, my heart bleeds for you. 17 years of your sweet life wasted on that permanent lawbreaker, Edwards.
I don't have to stay here to listen to my fiancé being insulted. And you know what you can do with your coffee. I'm going. And I ain't saying good night.
Hey, lady. You never said what you wanted. Ah, sure, I'll never understand women.
So, guys and broads, while this yuck conversation was going on, me and Red was waiting in Seamus's slop shop for this guy Turnip to show up. My only problem was to take his mind off the parcel and to keep Kowalski's mind off it as well.
Okay, Chuck, the moment he shows up, leave everything to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Listen, Edwards, Diploma Committee is my middle name.
Yeah, and your first name is Big Mouth. Now watch it. Try and keep him away from the parcel of explosives.
Okay. Uh-oh. Here he comes.
Ah, sure, if it isn't me newfound friend, Red.
Hi there, Turnip.
And who's the fella with you?
Oh, this is my friend and partner, Chuck Edwards.
Ah, proud to meet you, sir. Any friend of Red's is a friend of mine. If anyone so much as mentions your bad habits, I'll punch him right in the nose.
Hi there.
Well, Turnip, old pal, I saved your parcel for you.
Shut up, you stupid joke.
What was that now?
I said it's nice to be off, boy.
Well, now, let me get the drinks for you. Hey, bartender, set them up, will you?
Well, tiny old buddy, you has no need to worry. I has kept your parcel safe and sound.
Will you shut up, lame brain?
What was that?
He said it's nice to see you around. You was looking for your uncle, I believe, yeah?
Sure I am that. You see, he was drummed out of Ireland.
Yeah?
Because he was giving his chickens hot water.
Why'd he do that?
Well, he wanted them to lay boiled eggs.
Say, do you have a big family in Ireland?
Oh, sure. Now, there's me uncle Joe Rafferty now. He joined the army in the anti-aircraft. When he reported, they said, come on, Joe, climb the searchlight now. He said, oh, no, I know, fool, I know your tricks. When I'm halfway up, you'll turn it off.
Here we are, look, come on. Okay, cheers.
Yeah, Toynip, here's to you, happy in the thought that your parcel is in safe hands.
Will you knock it off?
Will you mind repeating that?
I said, you was a real top.
Well, now, that's real nice of you. I must say, I was a wee bit worried about me reception in this country. But after meeting you two, me fears is all gone.
Yeah, well, you see, Toynip, we was worried too on account of that parcel you left in my camp.
Will you cool it, Red?
I beg your pardon.
I said, has you an uncle, Fred?
Well, no, but I do have an uncle, Seamus. He used to work in the building. You know what? He fell off the scaffold in four stories.
Gee, did the fall hide him?
No, it wasn't the fall. It was the sudden stop.
Pardon me, Toynip. Why has you put that Irish penny on the bar?
Well, you see, Red, as long as I can see one penny, I'm sober. When I see two pennies, then I has to do something about it.
Yeah, what do you do?
Why, I picks up the two pennies and goes home. I'm drunk.
Gee, that's great. When you does pick up the two pennies, don't forget your parcel.
Tell us more about your family in Ireland, huh?
Well, there's me sister Hazel, but we don't talk about her.
How come?
Well, my mother kind of disgraced herself.
On account of what?
Well, with an Irish saint's name for every day of the week, she had to go and call her after a nut.
Hey, what's happened to Michael?
I hope she shows soon. I's having great difficulty here.
You is having difficulty?
But me Uncle Liam, now, there was a man. Do you know, he died at 83 and never put a pipe in his mouth?
Gee, my Uncle Solly Kowalski, he died at 92, and he never put his pipe no place else.
Well, gentlemen, if you'll excuse me, I have to go now. Thanks very much, Red, for looking after me parcel. If you'll just hand it over...
No, Red, don't give it to him!
Now, wait a minute. What are you doing? I want me parcel.
Well, you ain't getting it.
Oh, tis a couple of crooks you are, is that it?
No, you was the crook, Irish.
Is that so? Well, all right, then, take that.
Ow! I ain't taking that from no Irish bum. You take that!
Don't you want to join in, Red?
Yeah, okay.
Right, take that!
Hey, that's unfair. I wasn't ready.
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Right, take that!
Okay, you asked for it.
Trying to steal me parcel, will you? Right, take that!
Ow! Just as I thought. That wasn't Kowalski. It was a good thing I followed you, miss. I'm going to book you through for disturbance of the peace.
Now, wait a minute, O'Hara.
Yeah, listen, Mr. Scarlet.
You wish to prefer charges against these two hoodlums? Why, glory be the saints preserve us. Tis my sister's boy, Turnip.
Uncle Sean! You're a sight for sore eyes.
I should think my nephew, Turnip Murphy, was being set on by two hoodlums like this. I see they get the state pen for this. Come on, you two, down to the precinct.
When it comes to the fuzz, you ain't got a chance. No, sir, not a chance. Imagine this Turnip Murphy turning out to be O'Hara's nephew. Mind you, Turnip didn't prefer the charges, so Kowalski and me was let off with a caution. You know what happened? Murphy joined the force to be with his uncle. Yeah. Everything was kosher.
The Spaniard that blighted my life.
Right. Turnip, my lad, we've got him this time. Singing for money in the streets. What? You take Kowalski, I'll take Edwards. Now, come on, you two.
No, O'Hara. Hey, watch it.
I got his parcel.
Like I said, you can't win, can you? Huh? Oh, what was in the parcel? Oh, yeah, well, you see, it was Pete. No, I ain't referring to Pete, the guy who lives next door to the apartment. No, I mean Pete. You know, the stuff they burns on the fires in Ireland. How about that, huh? Mm-hmm.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.